This is your daily news podcast.
First Nation and Métis leaders say the province of security checkpoints in the north have gone too far in the interpretation of the public health order limiting travel to stop the spread of COVID-19. A letter to Saskatchewan Chief Medical Health Officer Dr. Saqib Shahab said northern chiefs were making complaints against security officers for unfair and disrespectful treatment. This public health order is also restricting essential services to our community. We strongly believe that shopping for groceries in Meadow Lake is essential for our communities because there are shortages of goods and services all over the north. Chief Bobby Cameron of FSIN urged all levels of government to work together and implement our recommendations as we see fit. The government of Canada will provide $2.3 million to help combat COVID-19 in northwestern Saskatchewan, where an outbreak confirmed 218 cases as of May 15, 2020. The funding, announced May 13th, is meant to address issues of food security, testing, and health services provided by the Northwest Saskatchewan Pandemic Response Plan, a collective effort between First Nations, Métis, municipal, provincial, and federal partners. Assembly of First Nations Chief Perry Bellegarde called the announcement a positive step for people in the North. He urged continued collaboration among governments and Indigenous peoples. Tensions arose when RCMP went to a Sundance ceremony held on Beardies and Okemos's Cree Nation on May 10, 2020. The two officers were following up on two complaints May 8th to the provincial COVID-19 reporting system about the gathering. Lodgekeeper Clayton Sutherland told Eagle Feather News in an email that Chief Edwin Ananas had notified him about the complaints and that Ananas did not have a problem with the Sundance as safety and health protocol requirements were followed during the ceremony, including temperature checks and social distancing. The RCMP went to the gathering twice on May 10th and left both times after speaking to an organizer and no charges were laid. RCMP spokesperson Corporal Rob King said in an email to Eagle Feather News, "At no time did the RCMP officers ask the ceremony to stop. These are challenging times and we understand the need to gather with those we care about is strong, especially when we would normally be participating in community, family, and traditional celebrations." A young man from Pasqua First Nation is living his football dreams. Alan Long, 18-year-old defensive lineman, says his biggest achievements came when he was recruited to play college football at Dalhousie University in Halifax, Nova Scotia. LaFon made a highlight tape in his senior year and posted it on Huddle, an application for players to upload stats and videos to get scouted. Coaches from Dalhousie University saw this film and got in touch with him about his recruitment process. Mark Haggett, general manager for Dalhousie Tigers football team and LaFon's former head coach, said First Nation players bring important perspective. LaFon represents the First Nations community in a fantastic light, he said. It's great to have that perspective for First Nations community as well. We're lucky to have him. LaFon hopes to become a starter for the Tigers and intends to major in law or kinesiology. Kahwis's First Nation, along with SaskHealth and Lumika Health, collaborated to develop an online virtual healthcare system that will allow community members to gain more access to health advice. This technology makes the healthcare accessible to our First Nations, says Kahwis's Chief Cadmus DeLorman in a media release. It's important our community members have the support and resources to take care of their health when they need it. Being able to access a doctor immediately for treatable conditions from comfort of our homes on reserve will really impact the quality of life for the Kahwis's people as well. Better exercise or treaty rights to health. Kahwis's residents will be able to download and use the Lumika app in the community by connecting to the band office's smart Wi-Fi powered by SaskTel. David Ekstrand of SaskTel said broadband connectivity has become a powerful tool in the modern world, especially in rural areas where everything, including healthcare, can be dependent on that connection. After a couple of months of temporary closing due to the COVID-19 pandemic, Mayosuan Salon Spa has finally opened the doors as part of Phase 2 of Saskatchewan's reopening plan. Mayosuan owner Jennifer Dubois from the George Gordon First Nation said she is glad to be back at her Regina business. "We're loving it," said Dubois. "I don't think I've gone 2 months in my 18-year career without doing hair. It's really weird to have gone that long, so I'm definitely excited to be back." Dubois says clients are eager to make appointments now that Mayosuan has reopened. Dubois says clients are eager to make appointments now that Mayosuan has opened. This past week was recognized as Women Entrepreneurs Week in the province. We decided to take a look at some of the Saskatchewan's Indigenous entrepreneurs. As part of Women Entrepreneurs Week, the government of Saskatchewan released a statement to recognize the province's 33,300 female business owners for their contributions to the economy and labor market. Saskatchewan women have built familiar brands and created markets across North America. Minister responsible for the status of women, Trina Bourgeois-Miller, said in a media release, "As we emerge from COVID-19 restrictions, I encourage residents as they look to support local businesses to look for ways to support women-led businesses who make significant contributions to the Saskatchewan economy." You can find a list of Saskatchewan Indigenous-owned businesses on eaglefeathernews.com.
And that is your daily news forecast. Thank you for joining us. Visit us on our website at www.eaglefeathernews.com. Also check out our social media pages on Facebook, Twitter, and our new creative page on LinkedIn. Thank you.